You guys do hear the spider.
It's teamwork.
Okay, everyone. If you could, if you're leaving, please exit quietly. We have to begin our business meeting. Thank you again for everyone who's showing up, and we're going to get started here soon. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Las Vegas Valley Water District board meeting. Looks like we've already done the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance, so we'll go ahead and go to public comment. This is the first time set aside for public comment on posted agenda items. So please state, spell your name for the record, and let me know what item you want to speak on.
Yes, Laura McSwain with the Water Fairness Coalition, MCSWAIN. Good morning, commissioners. I'm here to speak on number one and number four. And I just want to call to attention, I know that in the last meeting I made mention that I didn't see the minutes and that they were included with the regular documents, but I think that it's confusing to the public. As of this morning at 5 o'clock, last month's minutes were not posted to the little portal button that is on the website. I just think that that would be more helpful to the community. the meeting minutes from 4/17 and 8/5 this year. Neither one of them have the meetings attached. So I think that should be corrected. Also on number four, the concern with number four is like what we came out and talked about last year on the $70 million water meter purchases. This particular item shows the $2 million expense to add 6 generators, but there is literally nothing about how many generators is being purchased. Apparently this is just an add-on to a joinder agreement, which I guess is fine, but I would like to think that there's still going to be some type of competitive assessment of the value of the generators that are being purchased. So in other words, also not having any backup, I don't think that that's really appropriate. And then I'd like to actually just make a comment how wonderful it was to come in today to the mariachi band and Hispanic Heritage Month. I don't know that a lot of people realize it, but you know, Las Vegas's name came from a scout who was an explorer in 1829, and he first discovered the desert oasis in the area and named it the Meadows. So it was named for the wild grasses and the fertile green meadows that existed that we seem to be systematically thinking that we should be destroying for water savings. And I think that really, if we want to honor the heritage of the Hispanic community, that we protect the community that they named and that they originally discovered. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for accommodating the agenda schedule change. Good morning.
Good morning, Diane Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, item number 9. To serve the needs of future development, water pipelines for a Kyle Canyon Road project in the Northwest are being increased to 12 and 24 inches in diameter, which highlights the fact that extensive growth will come with extensive water needs. Because most water used indoors is recycled, you've claimed the water consumption of new development is negligible. That's a fallacy. Your dream of a million more people is going to consume a lot more water for things like their swimming pools, landscape, cooking, drinking, and cleaning, as well as for their pets. No matter how water efficient and how much grass is banned, even a water smart landscape typically uses more than a negligible amount of water. And the construction itself is also very water intense, especially when grading the desert for new large developments. But rather than requiring growth to pay for growth, which should only be permitted if sufficient water is available, you continue to stoke the water needs of future development by draining existing residents dry. The constant doom and gloom of our water outlook continues. Until it's about the water needs of growth, then suddenly, is water not a problem? Since the valley will have exclusive access to the remaining 2.5 million acre feet of water, even at worst case Deadpool, except that reality doesn't fit your conservation at all costs narrative. So instead, you say new development isn't going to consume water, or rather, should I say, it's that the amount will be negligible. We're still waiting for the meeting you promised to enlighten us on the dire consequences of a moratorium on growth. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Hi, my name is Lindsay Glazer Wallishin. I live at 9105 Eagle Hills Drive. I'm here on behalf of at least 25 people in my neighborhood who are upset about the excessive water fines, why they're being targeted, unlike Henderson or the city of Las Vegas. This is in my bill.
So could I ask, so the first public comment is set aside for any posted agenda items?
No.
And then the second public comment, you can bring up any water district.
It should have been the
issues.
Second one. See, that's, I told the person on my
left. It'll just take a couple seconds.
I'm sure. The person on my
left. You're good.
Thank you.
Sorry. Oh, you're fine. Anyone else wishing to speak on public comment? Seeing none, I'm going to go ahead and close the public comment and turn it over to Mr. Insminger.
Good morning, Madam President, members of the board. The agenda has been properly noticed and posted and is ready for your approval, along with the minutes of your regular meeting of August 5th, 2025.
If there are no additions or corrections, Madam President, I move the approval of the minutes and the agenda.
Okay, you've heard the motion by Commissioner Gibson. Please cast your vote.
I vote in favor of the motion, and we'll get this screen figured out here.
Please cast your votes, and that motion passes.
Look, it showed up there.
Items 2 through 7 comprise your consent agenda and may be taken in one motion if the board so chooses.
Okay. Items 2 through 7 are the consent agenda items. I would entertain a motion.
I move approval of items of the consent agenda.
I have a motion by Commissioner Gibson. Any comments or discussion? Seeing none, please cast your vote.
Aye.
And that motion passes.
Item number 8 asks the Board of Directors to waive a minor bid irregularity and award a contract to Las Vegas Paving Corporation for the replacement and installation of meter vaults, various small diameter pipelines, fire hydrants in the amount of $2,689,840, and authorize a change order contingency not to exceed $260,000, and authorize 2 additional renewal terms, and authorize the general manager to sign the construction agreement. This is pretty standard. It's not just within the Las Vegas Valley Water District. It's within some of our outlying service territories. Las Vegas Paving had the wrong date of their expiration of their license on the bid, but we checked their actual license and it comported with the requirements of NRS, so it's deemed minor and waivable.
Okay. I have a motion by Commissioner McCurdy. Sorry, we're just trying to get all the computers right.
Commissioner Knapp.
Oh, Commissioner Knapp, sorry. I have a motion by Commissioner Knapp for approval. Any comments or questions? Seeing none, please cast your vote. And that motion passes.
Item number 9 asks the Board of Directors to approve and authorize the General Manager to sign an agreement between TriPoint Homes and Nevada Incorporated and the District for design of a pipeline oversizing within 3090 pressure zone. So our standard practice is when new development is occurring beyond the limits of our current service territory, it's incumbent upon the developer to, you know, build those facilities, but recognizing that additional development will occur in the area, we will pay for the oversizing. So in this case, you know, they're going up from a 12, you know, they only need a 12-inch pipeline. We'll pay for the cost difference between a 12 and 24-inch pipeline, and we'll also install fiber optic cables so that it can hook into our SCADA system and be operated from our central facilities. So it's the cost difference between the ultimate project and what they would have needed to build solely for their own purposes.
Okay, does anybody have any comments or questions? Okay, seeing none, I'd entertain a motion. Commissioner Knapp has made a motion for approval. Item number 9, seeing no other comments or questions, please cast your vote. And that motion passes.
And that concludes your posted agenda.
Okay, this is the second time set aside. Let me have the young lady come back first. That we asked her to wait. Where'd she go? Oh, yep, I'm going to let you come first. And then anybody else can line up behind her, but I wanted to give her her first.
Thank you for calling me a young lady.
New glasses.
Sorry. Good or bad, I don't know. I thought about it after I said it.
My name is Lindsay Glazer Wallishin. I live at 9105 Eagle Hills. It's been at least 20 years since I've been to a commission meeting, but I am here on behalf of 20 of my neighbors about excessive water fees. We'd like to know why our neighborhood, which I moved to from LA for its beautiful trees and landscaping during COVID so our kids could all play outside, is being told to, you know, replace it with rocks, or we're being targeted. I have my bill here, and this is just an average, and I spend so much time on the phone with the water company fixing leaks, fixing whatever. My monthly bill is $1,384 monthly. It used to be just in the summer. We check for leaks. We talk to everyone. It's continually our neighborhood is targeted with excessive fees and fines, despite all of us having the same landscaper who is following the rules, who is not doing excessive watering. My neighbor, I promised all my neighbors I would read their things. My neighbors would like me to ask you to please have plans for grandfathering in the grass under the trees, or give credit for having trees that offset water usage. We've now had our whole neighborhood, everyone in the neighborhood, I think like over, there's only 70 houses, has had like arborists out to their house who are saying, you know, our sycamore trees are doomed. Our neighborhood is full of like it doesn't look anything like anything else anywhere in Las Vegas. It's got trees and a lot of greenery, and you are giving us incentive to plant trees, but not incentive to save ours. And most of the jurisdictions aren't being fined like we are. Only the city of Las Vegas and unincorporated Clark County are being charged for excessive fees, but not Henderson, North Las Vegas, or presumably unincorporated Clark County. My neighbor, that's just from my neighbor, Tammy Sanders. And then Nicole Becker sent me this morning to read to you. All right. Incentives for cutting, this is actually from Alpa Shaw, another neighbor, and incentives for cutting down water usage include installation of turf or rock hard landscapes. These are hurting our community as more and more residents are resorting to this to save money on water bills like mine. And by the way, there are other people in my neighborhood with houses not even on acreage as big as mine that are getting $3,000 fines a month. They're forcing our residents to resort to these rock hard landscapes to save money on water bills that are outrageous. This is going to cause irreparable harm to the environment and the health of the citizens. Am I out of time? Is that?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead and wrap up. But at the end of the day, I want you to leave your number and your address and name.
Thank you.
With our clerk, and we'll reach out to you.
She said plastics leach into the ground soil from artificial turf and into the water supply, which who knows what kind of harm this will cause long term. However, artificial turf is linked to cancers, including lymphoma, in athletes that have played sports on heat retention, compounded by the reduced water schedule caused by rockscapes, is killing our decades-old sycamore trees that have provided shade and natural coolant to the community. All of this is going to result in the death of every single sycamore tree in the neighborhood. And so for all of these reasons, we shouldn't be subject to excess watering fines, especially to the degree that we have seen.
Okay.
I'll skip the rest of it.
Thank you. And if you want to leave your phone, a number, we can reach you and your address. He'll take it and get it to me. Next speaker.
Hello, and good morning, and thanks for all you do. That was fabulous this morning. Lisa Ortega, 4626 La Fonda Drive. I live in Paradise. On August 14th, Mr. Mack was speaking with Jacqueline Schultz from Fox 5, and he had mentioned, and it caught my eye, that there was a stipulation for saving legacy trees. So I was very excited about that. I'm wondering what that looks like. We're losing so many trees in the valley. It's super crazy right now with the Mediterranean pine beetle. Ashes succumb from taking out the turf. And so I'm just wondering, could we have a stipulation for legacy trees? City of Las Vegas has champion trees, and they are 24-inch diameter or greater. So we're talking really big trees. We're talking the biggest ones in the valley. And I'm wondering if there's any way we can get a waiver non-functional, because, well, I know you know, because I know that you have the LIDAR in those areas, so I'm just wondering if there's anything in there that's worth pursuing, or if there's any way to get waivers for, like, really big trees. I think it would be helpful. We're losing a large percent of our canopy at casinos, NDOT, residents and commercial. I saw 17 trees dead on the way here, dead standing. I know you see them in all of your neighborhoods. There are no neighborhoods that are withstanding sycamore anthracnose. We're getting all kinds of things in the valley because of the extended heat days and sometimes drip watering or not the understanding or just sometimes taking out the turf. It has a tendency to throw them into stress and then the trees die. I don't know what you can do. I don't know what anybody can do, but I just wanted to come to say I'm very interested in saving legacy trees, and I appreciate all you do, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks.
Diane Henry, H-E-N-R-Y. A couple of weeks ago, we had another water leak. Thankfully, not the main line, just a broken valve. That happens, especially with older properties. But rather than being just an inconvenience, leaks are extremely distressing because the excessive use penalties can really add up. And you get to sit and worry how much it's going to cost you this time. Well, this time we were lucky to notice it before it went on too long. So it probably only added an extra $50 to our water bill. Could have been a lot worse, especially when compared to the bills of so many of our neighbors who are trying their best to save their landscape and trees they love and have invested decades of time and money in. You members of this board who are not served by this water department you oversee, you're lucky because you're not subject to the water penalties you've imposed on the rest of us. So you may not relate to the trepidation of opening your water bill, unlike the 60,000 of us who've paid all these unfair fees. But I digress. So it took a few days for your app to show the water loss from our leak, and we never did get a notice from you on constant water usage. So I'm looking forward to the upgrade to your system you're working on that will show real-time water use in the app. That is great. It'll be very helpful, and I thank you. And for major leaks, your leak adjustment programs can provide some relief from these extreme water bills. But again, while these are helpful programs, they should not be funded by your slush fund of unfair and possibly illegal excessive use penalties. What is it now? Probably over $70 million with no public accounting of its use. Well, fine. It will be very interesting to see how this all plays out in federal court. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Good morning. Carol Reynolds, 2740 Man. Thank you for the concert this morning. Dispelled my dread of these meetings, at least for today. About 2 years ago, at the end of the first summer, our water nightmare began. I was speaking to a friend who lives in another part of town. She told me she thought the county was attempting to force out people like us who live on larger lots in town so that they could take our property for development. Not generally given to conspiracy theories, I did a mental eye roll and dismissed her comments as nonsense. Fast forward 2 years, after the full-on assault on our older neighborhoods by the county and water authorities, and her theory is looking a lot more plausible. A market report sent to me by a realtor on September 13th shows there are 20 houses for sale in my neighborhood, Section 11. Apparently, neighbors who simply cannot pay to maintain their properties or those that are tired of looking at dead trees and watching their neighborhood deteriorate are self-deporting to parts unknown. I recently visited a newer neighborhood of tract homes that is apparently what the county is smitten with. Not a tree in sight, gravel front yards simmering in the heat. I couldn't help but think of the Pete Seeger song, Little Boxes. Is there no room in Las Vegas for any local history or old people who built this town? Do the old neighborhoods have to go the way of the landmark and the dunes? Is there anyone who even gives a thought to the birds and backyard creatures that inhabit this town as well? Is there anyone in this town who is not aesthetically retarded? Are we all condemned to live in little boxes made of ticky-tacky that all look the same? The ball is in your court.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Just one picture this time. Stephanie Steffen, 2021 Grouse Street. Thank you, County Commission, for the opportunity to petition you as our elected leaders for a very American thing, a redress of grievances. Here is 3 minutes worth. Excessive use penalties that can be a misnomer. How do you know if it's really excessive use? These fees are levied in a time of advanced technology without regard to lot size, family size, inside use, or outside use. Why? ChatGPT could figure out a fair algorithm. It's not supposed to be punishable by law to have a large family, care for extended family, enjoy gardening, or own acreage with mature trees. But those very things have, in effect, become punishable in Las Vegas and unincorporated Clark County. Most of you have experienced that visitors and family love to come and stay with us in our homes in Las Vegas. It's sad when it's cheaper for us to buy them a hotel room because all tourists can shower with impunity. Something is wrong with that picture. You need to separate excessive use from plain old use. Plain old use. Until you do, no amount of expensive marketing will cover for bad policy. We are smarter than that. Do I, as a Las Vegas resident, think that your constituents in Henderson, North Las Vegas, and Boulder City, who use the same water sources as I, but don't live under the weight of excessive use fees, should share the burden? No, I absolutely do not. I believe in the golden rule. Good for you and for your constituents. I'm happy for them. Number two, our trees are dying all over the valley. Last month, I showed you a few of the hundreds of pictures I've taken of dead trees due to AB 356, over 200 just in my immediate neighborhood. This unprecedented public experiment is an utter failure that has excessively burdened older areas of the valley with disastrous results. Best practices are a moving target. Most of my friends who have done yard conversions have lost mature trees. And what's crazy is their water bills haven't gone down significantly. All that death for what? AB 356 should have only applied to new development. Older neighborhoods should have been grandfathered in. Killing our large trees is hurting everyone. It's an unprecedented taking of treasure you cannot return. It's wiping out years of investment of money, time, water, and care in a few weeks or months. Some huge box trees at Moon Valley Nursery have a price tag of over $40,000. Go look. $40,000. Paying us back would tax even the resources of the massive excessive use penalty fund. I recently visited family in the Phoenix area and was amazed at the beauty and health and incredible size of the trees there, even though it was 105 degrees that day. On the drive home, I asked ChatGPT why. Here's what came up, quote, climate isn't the problem, policy is. Both cities are hot, dry desert environments, but Phoenix has made more intentional decisions to value urban greenery, prioritize walkability and shade, and permit more water use for trees, unquote. In short, we urgently need your help. We need advocates who are in authority right now. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Next speaker. And do I have any other speakers? Okay, you'll be my last speaker.
Thank you, Commissioners. Laura McSwain with the Water Fairness Coalition again for the record. So the only thing more troubling than the disregard for existing homeowner investments and the financial burdens placed on the existing residents is the impact that current water policies are having on our environment and quality of life in Southern Nevada, as the last speaker so eloquently elaborated on. But most emphatically, the future is what is at stake. The lack of moral clarity from this board on these two issues is astounding. During the recent legislative session, an attempt was made to have grass under trees as functional added to AB 96 in an attempt to protect our existing urban forests and largely in areas of master plan communities that have already been established. Trees that have grown to full maturity, providing the full benefits intended by Mother Nature, and by the way, require more water than grass. The attempt failed for reasons not given, only that the bill's presenter stated that the, quote, powers to be don't agree with what the Water Fairness Coalition is doing. And they were referring, of course, to the executive team from SNWA in the Las Vegas Valley Water District. The common blame for tree death during conversions is placed on the residents and not protecting their trees' watering needs, which is nothing more than piling on insult to injury while also being scientifically inaccurate. Included with my comments, as I already turned in, are some bullet points regarding California's Assembly Bill 1572 that was recently passed and has a lot in common with AB 356, with one exception. An exemption for turf grass growing under trees exists to ensure that the health of trees and other perennial plantings are preserved. It seems like California checked their moral compass before implementing their law. Also included is a letter from Southern Nevada Arborist Group supporting this approach. In it, there is a line that states, water conservation and tree preservation must go hand in hand. Please do not continue to allow a crisis of conscience to cause an environmental crisis to be inherited by future generations. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Seeing no other speakers, we have anything else?
I just want to note for the record that this is a valley-wide issue. I mean, we have three PhD arborists on staff, and their estimate is 100,000 Afghan pines will die in this valley by 2035, regardless of how much water you put on them. Ms. Ortega noted the presence now of the Mediterranean pine beetle in the valley. Trees are dying, and the county and the water district and the city of Las Vegas and the city of Henderson are spending millions of dollars to replace them and adapt to climate change. So yes, replacing trees that probably never should have been planted here is an issue, and we are adapting to that issue. But there are, you know, innumerable examples throughout the valley of mature trees, 24-inch diameter trees, where the grass has been removed and they've replaced it with concentric drip irrigation systems, and the trees are totally healthy. So you can, in fact, maintain tree health and adapt, but there are species of trees that are not going to adapt to climate change in this valley. And if a landscaper comes in and dries out the turf for 2 months and then takes it out and doesn't water the trees, yeah, that's gonna be a problem. So we are here to work with the community to try to address these issues, but every dead tree in the valley is not a result of water conservation. A significant portion of them are going to be a result of climate change. And that's just the reality that our community is gonna have to live with.
Thank you, Mr. Insminger. Anybody else have anything? That is none. That concludes our agenda, and we are adjourned. Minutes in the Board of County Commission will come back.